The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green
dance. Everyone all set? Cocked? Blocked? Here we go, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Aaron Dakins has joined us. Aaron Dakins is a broadcaster with us here on Genesis Communications Network, 10 to midnight, Central, the Truth Traveler. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you, Vince, for having me.
It's delightful being with you, Aaron. And we've got Pastor Sylvester Bland on the ground in Washington, D.C., Operation American Spring. Pastor, I just got an email from one of our friends, Sam Bushman, and he said that he had Harry Reilly, Colonel Harry Reilly, the organizer, on his show this morning. And where Colonel Harry Reilly is, there's a few hundred people, and you've said that if you add up the camps without the hotels and so forth, there are about 1,000 there. That's wonderful news. What else can you tell us about what's happening right now on the ground at Operation American Spring, which would be at about 11:07 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time? What's happening? Did we lose Pastor?
Okay. I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, now we can hear you. What's happening in Washington, D.C. right now at 11:08 a.m.?
All right. Well, what's happening, as far as I can tell right now, there is I'm on the corner of 4th and Jefferson, right in front of the Aerospace Museum. And people are marching in with their flags. Don't tread on me, the American flag, first flag that was flown in Philadelphia. There's just people beginning to sit down on the mall now. They're having a good day. The rain has let up, and I'm not going to say the sun is out, but it's starting to be a beautiful day. And where I am right now is approximately about 100 people where I am as well right now, and the march people have not even gotten here yet. So they are the ones that are coming from Arlington Cemetery.
Okay, so where is the march starting?
The march is starting at the Arlington Cemetery Metro stop. There's a place there where it's a dead-end street or a blocked-off street. It's a perfect rallying place for 1,000, and it's a straight shot from there to go across the bridge. It's the Jefferson Bridge, I believe it is, because it kind of brings you off to just right between the Lincoln Memorial and the Jefferson Memorial, and the bridge is a beautiful walk. It's about a mile and a half, 2 mile walk from that, maybe 3 mile walk from that location to where we are now. So it will be a beautiful procession.
Pastor, I've heard rumors that people who are attending have been encouraged to wear camouflage. And is that the case or is that not the case?
I didn't hear camouflage. I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I don't see anybody out of the hundreds that I'm looking at, 100 people that I see, I'm kind of looking around, contorting my body in the vehicle. I don't see not one camouflage get up. So I guess they didn't get the memo.
Well, you know, the reason I asked you is I wanted to clarify for those in our radio classroom right now that is not the case. You know, there've been rumors that bring your guns and leave them in Virginia because Virginia is somewhat of a gun-friendly state in case they're needed. Now, yesterday you said that is absolutely not the case, that you are not recommending, Operation American Spring is not recommending that anyone bring guns. You are not looking for violence. You're not looking for any reason for an escalation into violence. Is that correct?
That is absolutely 100% correct. We are here to put mental, social, constitutional, legal pressure on those who are in leadership. Our government is sound. Our foundation is sound. We just have lawlessness and immorality of all kinds in the highest level of our government. And that's why we're here. We're here. We've had enough. They've crossed the line. The moral majority in this country are now awoke, and we are amassing here in Washington, D.C.
Pastor Sylvester Bland, you know, there are many people who say things like, geez, I wish somebody would do something about that. You know, how come no one's done anything about that? Well, there you are. You are doing something about it. You're doing it in a peaceful way. You're doing it in a non-threatening way. But you're making your presence known to those who we have elected to represent us, who have, yes, crossed the line, who have lied, stolen, cheated, been compromised, bribed, and become parasites on society. We want it stopped. We want the overtaxation stopped. We want the overreach of the government stopped. We want the militarization of the police stopped. I can't see any reason why bringing a SWAT team in helps anything. I can't see it. You know, some guy threatens to commit suicide, and what do? They bring in a SWAT team. Really?
Yes.
Really? A SWAT team because a guy wants to commit suicide?
Yes.
How's that going to help?
Exactly.
And it's state-sanctioned, federally-sanctioned executions and murder. That's really what these SWAT teams are in the business of doing. They have some kind of perceived authority that they can take life at the squeeze of a trigger. And it's unacceptable.
Absolutely.
And I believe that's... Yes, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that. Yeah, absolutely correct. I mean, when you take away the restraints of human existence, there is no end. The Bible says it very clearly. You know that man's heart without God is only evil continually, and that is what we're seeing happening in our country. We're going, and the slippery slope is getting more at a slippery, so the angle is increasing, and it's being greased by more lawlessness and immorality. And if government would do what it was supposed to do, they should be protecting our borders. That's the only thing, in my opinion, the government could do well if we had a real commander in chief. You shouldn't have to worry about federalities or gun running back across our borders and Russian jets buzzing California. We shouldn't have to worry about that. That's the government's duty. The states can handle all of our local social issues. Government is just too big. And when you don't have a commander-in-chief at the same time doing what he's supposed to do, this is what we get.
Aaron Dakins?
I agree with everything that's being said, and I agree with Operation American Spring as far as we need to do something. I honestly just don't know if anybody's going to pay attention, and I'm not trying to be a pessimist. It's just like the past will show you when thousands of veterans marched on Washington, nothing was even hardly said on mainstream news.
Right. I thank you for that because you give me an opportunity to say again to the listeners and that is this. The reason it didn't work before, I believe, is, number one, there wasn't the spiritual element that we have now today. People were not, they didn't have the full extent of righteous indignation, so to speak. We will not leave Washington, D.C. until things change. And if you look at what happened in Venezuela, what happened in the Ukraine, Egypt, those people were unarmed people, and they went against the full force of their government. Yeah, people were wounded and died and incarcerated, but yet, over half of them prevailed. Russia is up for grabs still, Ukraine. But for the most part, when the citizens, America still has, I believe, a thread of morality still left in it. And we're going to force their hand either to throw these people from office, or they will, in fact, turn Americans against Americans. And I believe that will be the impetus for change in America. In other words, no country that ever existed that has freedom today exists without someone willing to put their life on the line. And here we are. We're willing to put our life. I and many others.
Well, let me interrupt just for a minute and ask you this. What makes everybody think they'll actually pay attention and change anything? I mean, if a couple thousand people just hang out for a while,
we're growing into the millions. I still believe that we will grow into the millions, and this capital of America, the crown jewel of our country, will not be able to function when we all arrive. This is just the trickle. This is just the beginning of the spear.
Okay. I see what you're saying. And I hope you're right. I do. Past history just shows that they think they're completely above the American people. And exactly. I just don't know that they'll even pay attention. I really don't.
But you know what? I say to people that may think that way, as folks, if you feel like there's no hope, I'm praying for you that the God that I serve will give you internal fortitude to come here and join us. Even if it's just one day,
Pastor,
let your own heart, mind, and soul know that you are doing something right beside us, because we're in it for the long haul. I don't care if it's 10 or 10,000 or 10 million, we will not move. And we're asking that people will join us, and you can make a difference just by being here.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with...
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're broadcasting with Pastor Sylvester Bland. He's in Washington, D.C. He is a coordinator, state coordinator for California with Operation American Spring. Colonel Harry Riley's on the ground. Pastor Bland is on the ground. Aaron Dakins is with me. And I'm looking at the website, and this is OperationAmericanSpring.org website. And you talk about fielding millions, as many as 10 million patriots who will assemble in a peaceful, nonviolent, physically unarmed display of unswerving loyalty to the U.S. Constitution. And the mission statement says you're going to go full bore, no looking back, steadfast in the mission. So you're going to stay in Washington until phase two, which is that you would like Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Harry Reid, McConnell, Boehner, Pelosi, and Holder removed from office. Do you think that this is something that really could happen, or do you think that the news media will start joining in? I'm talking about the old media, the dinosaur media, to the point where the people, we the people who are not paying attention, will say, you know what, I kind of like what these guys are doing, and I hope they're successful, and maybe more will join in, and maybe the media will have to say, well, are you guys willing to leave office? Because there are a whole bunch of people that want you out of office. What are your thoughts?
Yes, at the end of this segment, I will have to get back to my duties. But okay. I want to thank you for this opportunity to share with your audience. Yes, I believe that that the American people are waking up. Every time you go to the gas station, every time you pay your mortgage and or your health insurance, if you have health insurance, that's one of the biggest. Every time you turn on the news and you see any kind of a international skirmish, the answer in this scenario and the leadership that we have now is to sanction people. Let's cut off their bank account. That's how we fix the world woes now. I mean, I'm not saying that we're supposed to.
Hey, I got to jump. If you want to do an ad hoc quick interview with Patriot from New York, let's do it.
Well, look like we have somebody else that's going to join in here, Vincent. What's your name?
Okay. My name's Rich.
Rich?
Yeah, how you doing, bro?
All right. Vincent, is that okay?
Yes, it certainly is.
Okay. Well, Richard, where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York, man.
Brooklyn, New York.
USA, baby.
All right. Well, the host of the show is really not me. I'm just kind of filling in.
Okay.
Vincent is doing the international call here. Vincent, to finish that answer is yes. I believe the American people will rise up, and the people who are leading our government will all of a sudden grow some more conservative strength and start turning up the heat. It's going to start as a whisper. You know, you guys are causing trouble. These people out here represent of the people, for the people, by the people, and they're not leaving.
Amen.
And the pressure is going to get turned. That's my answer. Vincent, take it away to
Rich.
Rich, welcome. You are live on Worldwide Radio. You are broadcasting on Genesis Communications Network, Liberty News Radio, AM, FM stations all over the country, and satellite radio. With us is Erin Dakins. She is joining us. She is the host of The Truth Traveler on Genesis Communications. So what do you see happening, and why are you there? And oh, by the way, remember that any profanity of any kind, you'll be instantly disconnected. So just keep that in mind.
Okay, me?
Yes, you're on.
Yeah, well, me and a group of friends came down from Brooklyn. What we see happening is pretty apparent, I think, to everybody, is that the government has been definitely reaching. It's a tyrannical government. We're here today to be heard and, try to put the brakes on a system that seems to have the foot on the pedal.
Mm-hmm. Erin?
Do you see, you're from Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
Oh, we're at a commercial. That's good. Well, do you see a lot more people showing up in the next few days? I guess hold that answer till after the break.
Okay, we'll be right back with Rich. He's got his boots on the ground. And I'm Vin Finoli. This is USAPrepares.com. This is live radio. None of this is rehearsed. And you're gonna hear everything that goes on. Unfiltered. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Aaron Dakins is with us, and we've been talking about Operation American Spring. Rich is changing his batteries, and he'll be calling in a few minutes. His battery was going dead on his cell phone. He was live in Washington, D.C. at Operation American Spring. Aaron, you know, last night I was at a meeting, and it was at Pizza Hut in Ozark, Missouri. And Sheriff Joey Kyle, a CSPOA sheriff, was there, and he was describing why he felt it was necessary to have an MRAP with one of these 32,000-pound vehicles. Well, TV cameras were there last night, and we were on the news twice last night in Springfield, Missouri, and we were on the news the day before in Springfield, Missouri, because the community has some questions about the militarization of the police. And specifically, that's one of the small items that we are protesting in Washington. We, the people, are protesting in Washington, D.C. about the overreach, the abuses of the government. And I wanted to share that there's a link on our website, usapreparedness.com, and you can see the TV coverage. And the Sheriff Joey Kyle was there of Christian County, Missouri. And he was dressed in a khaki slacks, brown polished, laced-up boots, the kind that I would wear on the farm. And he had a light-colored shirt and a sports coat, you know, a brownish sports coat, and a straw cowboy hat on. He looked very, very professional, a kind of attire you might go to a nice dinner in, and in, you know, today's environment. And but that all changed the minute he got into his official office vehicle, which is a black Suburban, blacked out windows, antennas, you know, lights, siren, all that. All that changed. You know, he did not wear body armor, but, you know, getting into that vehicle, it's imposing. It's an imposing vehicle. It's bigger than just about anything that most people would be driving on the road. And if that pulls up behind you, it's really intimidating.
Uh-huh.
So have you seen these kinds of vehicles on the streets?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. I call them thugmobiles, but anyway.
So now,
but I think you made a good point. It does change their personality, too. They get into these vehicles, and they think they're almost invincible. They think they own the road.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I don't think it's... I'm not specifically talking about Joey Kyle, but what I am saying is there is an escalation. There's a militarization of the police with the, you know, the tasers. We talked last night about one of his deputies squeezing the taser trigger 19 times. Now, both Joey Kyle said that both barbs weren't in the subject, the victim, if you will, but that trigger was squeezed 19 times. It's like, it's not working, click, 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 click. I mean, come on. What is going through the mind of a person that's squeezing that trigger? And why do they have to beat us up? And why do they have to show up in mass, you know? Really?
Why do they have to send SWAT teams for just little bitty nothings, little transgressions, and they send a SWAT team to your house?
Well, that is one of my concerns. That actually is my greatest concern or my greatest fear, that in the middle of the night, a SWAT team is going to come in, and they're going to bash down the door, and they're going to have assault weapons. They're going to have machine guns, because even the USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, there's a post on our website that they want to buy machine guns. What? I mean, is the, and I, you know, the title of the post is, or in the post, I say something like, are they going to start a war with the Postal Service? I mean, why the heck does the Postal Service need hollow point ammunition? Why does the USDA need machine guns? Why are we militarizing offices within the government, within the federal government? It's dangerous. It is absolutely dangerous, and it's an escalation. And so I look at this MRAP, this mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicle. This thing has... The doors weigh about 600 to 700 pounds. I mean, you don't want to get your finger caught in that door. I'm not kidding. It will smash your finger. You climb up into this vehicle, and it's a tractor trailer, with like 1-inch thick steel armor. It has a turret, a gun turret on the top of it, and it's called a rescue vehicle. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I can't imagine, Aaron, how this is going to make anything any better, honestly. A bank robbery? Just let the bank robber have the $3,000 that the cashier is going to hand him that's marked anyway. They'll just print more. Really, is it worth anybody's life? Even the bank robber. I mean, someone who's robbing a bank is probably desperate. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because the economy is in freefall collapse. Really. I don't think it's necessary to execute people by the government at their will. And how often do the people who are involved in these police executions, like we had one in Springfield a couple days ago, where a woman had a handgun, four cops, two Springfield cops and two sheriff's deputies from Greene County, shot her from 300 feet away with a rifle. Come on. Is she really that dangerous with a handgun? Really? And maybe she was right to have the handgun. Maybe she was protecting herself from a couple thugs. But no, they just put the scope on her, squeezed the trigger, boom, executed her. What are your thoughts about all this?
I think, personally, once I saw the National Guard being federalized, and my husband was in the National Guard, and then you started to see the creeping militarization of the police departments, it's just an end run around it. It's their game that they bring it in a little bit at a time, thinking most people really aren't going to notice. And for the most part, a lot of people haven't noticed or really given it much thought. They just think that times are a little bit more desperate, a little bit tighter, so crime is up. So we've got to give the police departments a little bit more of an edge against the criminals, just what they think or justify in their minds. But the truth is they've been slowly doing this to the point where we do have standing military in every single little city and town and burg along the way.
I think I heard the number six MRAPs right in the Springfield community. Six of them. That might have been five.
It must be a really rough community, that Springfield.
Well, I don't understand. I mean, really. Now, Sheriff Joey Kyle is coming to a meetup on Monday night at Ziggy's, a regular Monday meetup, and he's the featured speaker along with Deborah Brewster. So Joey Kyle will be talking about the MRAP. He's not going to be bringing the MRAP to Ziggy's because he'll be crossing county lines, and he doesn't want to bring it from Christian County into Greene County. So he's not bringing the MRAP, but he is coming to speak. And I applaud him for his transparency in government. I haven't asked him the hard questions yet because it really wasn't my meeting. I was the host of it, but it was not my meeting. It was a property rights Congress meeting in Ozark, Missouri. But the meeting at Ziggy's, that is our meeting. That is USAPrepares.com. So I will be asking him the hard questions.
Please do.
I'm going to ask him about hinged handcuffs. I believe they're devices of torture. And I would like to, and I have introduced this to the legislature, but they ignored me. I'd like the possession of hinged handcuffs to be a felony. There is no reason for anyone to have a device of torture. None. And, and I don't understand why the police have to handcuff people behind their backs. Why is that necessary?
I don't know. It's not very pleasant.
You see some old ladies being arrested, handcuffs behind the back. You see some young people. You see some drunks. Why is that necessary? Seriously. It cuts off the circulation, and some people have had to have their hands amputated because of the loss of circulation, because of the hinged handcuffs. One of our instructors, his name is Pastor Aaron Brummett. He's a street preacher in Springfield, Missouri. He's a USAPrepares.com instructor. He's been arrested. Why? Because
I don't know, Vince. It's craziness. Is Pastor Aaron going to come back on? Okay. All right. Hey, we're back. Sorry, we lost Vince. We'll get him back in a minute. And, you know, I'm going back and looking into the hinged handcuffs because I know Vince talks about it a lot. But there's a forum. It's called, it's a police officer forum. Mm-hmm. And I just want to read this real quick. This is a comment from a police officer. I prefer hinged simply for, well, I'm going to finish this, Vince. You're stuck now.
I'm here.
I prefer hinged simply for the ease of compliance factor. Several subjects have complained that they are not comfortable, and my answer is always that they are not supposed to be. I carry hinged in front, chained in back, double cuff case. Chained can be easier with a combative subject, but overall, I can cuff faster and have greater subject control with hinged. So that's the mindset of a lot of the cops out there, right there. No question, hinged offers more control.
Well,
I know
that's
I went back
guilty.
To that, but, you know.
That's guilty until proven innocent, right?
It is. It's also, I can.
Okay.
It's also control. Notice all of them say control, 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 control. And I understand, I mean, but you know what? 30, 40 years ago, you would get drunk guys too. And they would be kind of resisting arrest and, you know, flailing about and whatnot. We didn't have hinged handcuffs or do that to them back then. You threw them in the drunk tank overnight and turned them loose the next day.
Aaron Dakins and I will be right back. Going into a break, and hinged handcuffs, that is a topic that that hits my buttons. It really does, and it makes me angry. This is USAPrepares.com. Aaron Dakins, Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Aaron Dakins is with us today. Aaron, last night I was going to this meeting in Ozark, Missouri, where Sheriff Joey Kyle was there, and he was bringing his MRAP. And I said to Mrs. Fennelly, "Would you like to go to the Pizza Hut for with me to this meeting?" And she said, "No." And I said, "Oh, come on." She said, "No, someone's got to bail you out." And I said, "Are you serious?" She said, "Yeah. You think that the sheriff is going to be there alone? And, you know, you just might get arrested. And so make sure that if you guys get arrested, that Judy Dollarhide or John Dollarhide or whoever's left that hasn't been arrested calls me, and, you know, I'll take care of making sure we get you all bailed out." She was serious about that.
Okay.
Now, the reason I'm mentioning that is in Missouri, a person commits a crime if resisting or interfering with arrest, detention, or stop. Now, that means in Missouri, it is against the law to resist an illegal arrest. So a cop can come up to you and say, "You're under arrest." And you go, "What? I didn't do anything." And if you back away, you're resisting arrest, and that is a Class D felony, punishable by time in the clink. Can you imagine that?
Well, where's I don't know what the word is.
Does that make you as angry as it makes me?
Well, it does. Where's what's the out? There is no out. There's no out at all.
There's no out.
And
there's
you're
no
guilty
out.
Until proven innocent, not innocent until proven guilty. And I don't care what you look like. I don't care what car you're driving. I don't care what your clothing looks like. I don't care about your hairstyle and your fingernails and if you're carrying a Coach purse. They're going to treat you like dirt. Like they would do the drug dealer down the corner.
Aaron Dakins, honestly, now this is not an exaggeration. I do not know a single individual, when they see a police car, says, oh, look at that. Isn't that great? They're out here helping us. I don't know a single person who has respect for the uniform anymore. Honestly. People, when they see a police car, if they're driving, the first thing they do is hit their brakes, whether they're speeding or not. It's now a conditioned reflex that, uh-oh, there's the cops. I would not want to be a cop because of all the things that the bad cops do. I really wouldn't want to be one. But I am going to run for sheriff because I want to change that image. I really want to change that image. I want to make sure people understand that we are the people. And I don't want to detain people. And here's what Joey Kyle said last night, Sheriff Joey Kyle. He said, what happens in a county is the federal government will give them a grant. And they'll say, well, that's really cool. And they get some money. And they spend the money, and then they get another grant, and then they use that. They count on that money. They hire people. They buy stuff. They expand their empires. And they're dependent on that money, and they can't stop. It's a drug that they can't stop. They can't stop taking the money. Or Joey Kyle said they'll have to raise taxes. I submit to everyone listening, no, they don't need to raise taxes. What they need to do is start firing some of these oppressive police officers, cops, deputies. Start firing some of them. We don't need that many, honestly. We don't need them. Where are they? I haven't seen a cop help anybody change a tire probably in decades. Have you?
Actually, you know what? We did have a flat tire on the bypass around St. Louis four or five years ago. And an older state trooper pulled over, and he actually helped us, Vince. I was totally impressed, and I said, wow. I said, you're different. Thank you.
He is different. And about 20 years ago, I heard of a UPS driver doing the same thing. And the elderly couple said that the UPS driver said, whatever you do, don't call and thank anybody, because if you do, I'll get fired for helping you change this tire. Aaron Dakins, thanks so much for being with us. We need more of that. We need more of the state troopers like you talked about in St. Louis, and we need more of those UPS drivers to help us, we the people, because we would certainly want to help them. Meet up on Monday. Sheriff Joey Kyle will be with us. And we're going to be talking about the MRAP. And I'd like to know about masks, submachine guns, and the armaments that the police have, and how they would like us to work with them. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence of a political scandal that will destroy Obama's political career and ruin the retirement of millions of unprepared Americans. I've just posted a video at www.obamasecret.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this scandal is set to unfold. This imminent scandal will trigger a virtually unstoppable chain of events that will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere. This event will, however, also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Visit www.obamasecret.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.obamasecret.com before it's too late.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.